When Liberia was plunged into civil war, many cried out for American involvement. They claimed that its historically close relationship with Liberia obligated the United States to intervene to bring peace. Michael Radu, senior fellow and co-chair of the Center on Terrorism and Counterterrorism at the Foreign Policy Research Institute in Philadelphia, examines that history and takes his own position in the matter.
What do we owe Liberia? Liberia is a mess. As usual, we are being blamed for the mess. The reason Liberia is a failed state is United States neglect. That is the expressed opinion of Liberia's former president, Charles Taylor, and there are many in the United States and elsewhere who share Taylor's premise that Washington is somehow responsible, at least morally, for Liberia's predicament, and hence somehow obliged to fix it by sending troops there. We are being told that since Liberia was established by freed American slaves more than a century and a half ago, in 1847, America remains responsible for its fate, a paternalistic but convenient position. It is useful to review the actual history of Liberia's founding. Quakers were skeptical of America's ability to fully integrate liberated slaves, and Southern slaveholders, who were disturbed by the bad example of free slaves in their midst, combined to find a solution by relocating them to Africa. However, at that time, nobody in official Washington considered Liberia a moral obligation, quote-unquote, and indeed the United States did not even recognize the country until after the American Civil War, and with good reason. As Liberian colonist Starkey T. put it, and I quote, "These returned slaves kept us, African Liberians, as field slaves for well over 130 years in the land of our ancestors. For nearly a century and a half, they gradually promoted us into the rough equivalent of house slaves when they domesticated a few of us by helping us port such names as George Washington, Robert Kennedy, George Wallace, etc., as our new identities and as testimony of our acquired elegance." Close quote. Indeed, the small American Liberian elite established what amounted to official apartheid for the duration of his rule, which lasted up to 1980, when the oppressed tribals had their revenge. A coup led by the illiterate Surgeon Major Samuel Doe captured and shot President William Tolbert and his cabinet members. Following by then-rich African tradition, represented by the likes of Idi Amin, Jean-Bedel Bokassa, and Masias Nguema, Doe gave himself phony titles, including Doctor, and misruled the country until other tribes rebelled. In 1990, Doe was captured, mutilated, and murdered, all on videotape. Meanwhile, Charles Taylor, partially educated and jailed in Boston, escaped prison, obtained the support of Muammar Gaddafi, and made his own bid for power. By 1997, he has killed or intimidated enough people to be elected president and immediately started inventing and arming opposition groups in neighboring Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Ivory Coast, and cashed in their diamonds and other booty. Considering these realities, President Bush should make it clear that Liberia is not a place of national interest for the United States, that we have no moral or other obligation toward it, and that no significant or long-term commitment of American lives should be expected, only the presence of a few thousand Marines and temporary logistical and financial support for an African or UN force.
You've been listening to Michael Radu, senior fellow and co-chair of the Center on Terrorism and Counterterrorism at the Foreign Policy Research Institute in Philadelphia. Radu's commentary comes to us courtesy of the History News Network.